8th parak of Pei Mishnah Gimel, this continuation of the previous Mishnah, which ended off with a statement that Anima believed to say that this produce is Leket Shifo Peya Maisaoni only if they say that they received it in the normal fashion. So now the Mishnah will give us examples of this. Nemonim ala chitin. They believed to say that this chitin was from the Vav Matnas Anim. They ate Nemonim ala kemach ala pat. That they say that we receive this as flour, or we see this as bread, they're not believed, because these things were basically gathered from the field. So it was abnormal that the balabites were gathered and make it into bread and then give it over to them. So they're not believed. Then unfortunately, the Yerushalmi says that if they say that we received it as grains and we made it into bread, then they are believed, because that's normal. They're believed to say that they got rice that started means either in its initial state, which wasn't processed at all. If we're talking about Maiser Oni, then it's talking about that it was processed, but it still has at least the outside peel, the peel which is stuck onto it, which is the way the Maiser Oni would be given over. If he said that he received it, Chai means that it was completely processed, even more so than just removing the outside husks. That is something that would not normally be done before it's given over to the ani, or surely if it was cooked, it generally would not be cooked by the original person. You give over the raw rice to the aniim. So if he says that he received it in this fashion, which is an abnormal fashion, we don't believe him. They believe that they received different types of beans, but to say that they received the beans that were already crushed up, they're not believed, because once again, the balabites would not give it to them or leave it to them in a crushed fashion. They would receive in the whole fashion. As we said before, if they say that we crushed it, they wouldn't be believed. And not only when they say that they received it crushed, they're not believed. Whether it's still raw or surely if it was cooked, they're not believed. Now, modem ala shemen, but they are believed on oil, because the meiser, chumas and meisers are taken out after the alves were made into oil. So even though it was processed by the balabais, that is a normal thing. So if he receives maaser oni as oil, then he's believed. But to say that he received leket shichur peya of olives, and they were first made into olive oil before it was given over to me, that is an abnormal thing. Because in the case of leket shichur peya, whatever fell into the ground, was left in the ground, the olives themselves were picked by the aniim, and it was not a normal thing for the balabites to first make it into oil and then give it over. So in such a case, if they said, once again, they received leket shichur peya of olives in a fashion of not olives, in a fashion of olive oil, he would not be believed.